present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to that great army of public servants who, if laid end to end, would get through only slightly less work than they do at the moment. To ministry executives, a vital part of daily life is the maintenance of their equipment in good order and always ready for use.
Mildred, pass me those paper clips, will you? I like to have some ready straightened out in case I need to clean my fingernails in a hurry.
Don't go for you, isn't it, Mr. Lamb? If you're not lining up your pencils, you're crumbling biscuits into the inkwell.
Well, I like to be involved, Mildred. Do you know I was up half last night with a file?
Oh, you didn't get your head stuck through the bars of your bed again.
Yes, no. Not that sort of file. This one. The airport noise problem.
Oh, that.
I decided someone had to do something. Mr. Lennox Brown just stuck the whole thing on a spike.
Yeah, I think he was planning to sit on it.
Exactly. So I got all the papers home, poured myself a large cup of cocoa, and plunged right into it.
Cool. You never rest, Mr. Lamb, except in the office.
And here's the result, Mildred. 15 closely typed pages, 63 suggestions for cutting down noise at London Airport.
Oh, well, let's have a look. Oh, yeah. All pilots and air hostesses to wear carpet flippers.
Yes, all flight announcements to be made in sign language. Rubber knives and forks for meals.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's the planes that make most of the noise, isn't it? When they're taking off.
Ah, I've covered that. If we could make them switch off their engines, there should be a tremendous drop.
I don't know. I've got a feeling there's something odd creeping in here.
Morning to all, Mildred.
Ah, yes, it's Mr. Lennox Brown. Morning, Mum.
Morning, sir. Mr. Lamb's just been making some unusual suggestions.
Has he? Well, off you go, Mildred. Nice pot of tea.
I was at it all last night, Mum. Would you like the details?
Well, I don't know, too.
It's all in this file, my scheme for cutting out noise at the airport.
Oh, the airport thing. Yes, the airport. Well, actually, I have had an idea about that, too. I was lying in the bath last night, just toying with my loofah, and suddenly it struck me.
I spent hours and hours on my scheme. Graphs, charts, detailed breakdowns.
Yes, it's a tricky problem, but I've got the answer. Do you know what we'll do?
15 closely typed pages.
15 words. That sums up my plan. Pass the whole thing back to the Ministry of Technology and say we're too busy. Brilliant.
Pass it back? You can't do that. What am I going to do with all these notes of mine?
Oh, I'll tell you what to do, too. Tear them in half, shuffle them together, make a little hole in one corner and loop a bit of string through it.
Eh?
You can use the backs as a scribbling pad.
Well, really?
I must be off. I'm addressing the house this afternoon, you know.
Addressing the house?
Hmm. Got to screw some plastic numbers on the garden gate. Our postman's been complaining.
Here we are. Lovely cuppers.
Ah, tea. Ah, I knew I came into the office for something. Good girl. Oh. It's not as strong as usual.
That was the hot water jug, sir.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, cheerio, too. See you tomorrow. No slacking, Mark.
He stayed a bit longer than usual today.
Do you know what he just did? He trampled on all my aspirations.
Oh, dear. Still, he never did like them tropical plants in the office.
Well, that settles it. For too long, I've been a shrinking violet in the great window box of life. I'll resign. That's what I'll do.
Oh, not again.
Yes, again. Only this time I mean it. Sit down, Mildred. I want you to take down my letter of resignation to the permanent undersecretary.
Oh, all right.
Now then, how shall I begin?
Dear Sir Gregory Pipkin. I'm sick and tired of the lack of appreciation shown to my efforts in this office.
I am sick and tired of the lack of appreciation shown to my efforts in this office. And furthermore, my years of devoted service seem to count for nothing.
Yeah, that's right, Bernard. His resignation. I typed it out for him. He signed it and sort of clasped his head. Then he put it in his out tray. No, not his head, the letter. No, of course he won't send it. He never does. He'll do exactly the same as always. He'll come back after lunch and he'll sort of hum and ha, and then he'll whistle for a bit, and then he'll say, I think I'll give him another chance. Oh, it makes you sick, it really does. Whoops, here he is. Travel now, Bernard.
You know, Mildred, I think I'll give him another chance.
Why?
I mean, it wouldn't be fair to leave them in the lurch. They'd be hard put to find another civil servant like me.
That's very true, Mr. Lamb. Who else could play Rule Britannia on 14 half-filled teacups?
Exactly. Where's that letter of resignation? I'll tear it up.
It's in your out tray where you left it.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it? No. Oh, well, that means the postboy's been up and collected it for delivery. So there's nothing to... Blimey!
Mildred, why didn't you stop him? You know I never mean it.
Well, he must have come when I slipped out of the office for a minute.
You left the office empty? Why?
Well, Mum forgot to dilute me lemon juice. I nipped out to get some water from the typing pool.
My letter, it's on its way to the permanent undersecretary. Think of all those things I said in it.
Oh, yeah. That bit about not being mentally equipped for a post in the civil service. And that was him.
Oh, dear. Still, I'm sure he won't accept my resignation. You'll see. He'll call me into his office and try and talk me out of it. That's what he'll do.
Come in, Lamb. Come in. Sit down.
Yes, Sir Gregory. About my resignation.
Ah, yes. Got your letter here. Oh. You say you want to leave on the 28th. Now, I wonder if I could persuade you to change your mind.
Oh, yes, please do.
I'd like you to leave on the 21st.
About that letter, how can I put it? I went a bit further than I meant to.
So I noticed. I see you describe me as a red-faced buffoon. Oh. Yes. Yes, and what's this word in front of you?
Let me see. Kindly. That is a kindly.
Looks more like kinky to me.
Well, it's Mildred's typing. It's gone all to pieces since she changed her hand cream.
Well, I must say I admire your courage going out into the cut and thrust of the commercial world. Dog eat dog and devil take the hindmost.
Perhaps I should reconsider...
Tossing away security, comfort, a job where you couldn't be sacked.
I couldn't?
No, quite impossible. I've been into it thoroughly many times. And then there's your pension. My Jove, it took guts to throw that away. I mean, another 2 weeks and you'd have qualified for the full rate. £12 a week.
As much as that?
As it is, 7 and 4 pence. Well, I suppose you couldn't wait another minute to get out there and pit your wits against the best of them, what?
Gregory, would you believe me if I told you that letter was a brilliant forgery?
No.
Oh. A rather bad forgery?
No. Oh. I've had the signature verified by handwriting experts. Besides, your fingerprints are all over it.
But I have these blackouts, you see. Couldn't I just tear it up?
Do no good. It's only a photostatic copy. I'm having the original framed.
I think you're glad I'm leaving.
Oh, nonsense, Rabbi. I shall be sorry to see you go. Get your desk cleared by the 21st. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Mr. Lamb, I know you're emptying your desk to leave today, and, well, I couldn't let this moment go by without coming in and saying what's in my heart.
Oh, Mildred.
What I mean is, can I have your typewriter cover? It's better than mine,
please. Is that all?
Well, now you mention it, I wouldn't mind your calendar and your House of the Parliament waste paper bin and that ashtray.
Don't you care that I'm leaving forever?
Of course. course I do. In fact, I've been round collecting for this little gift.
For me?
That's right. We all chipped in. You've often said you'd like a solid gold cigarette case.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
So when you get one, here's 5 fags to go in it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes, it's a sad day, too. I never thought the going would be so hard.
You look quite upset.
Yes, didn't suit him at all. Came in 4th, you know. Eden's favorite as well.
Well, there is something else happening today, one. It's the 21st.
Yes, I know what's happening today, too. It's all down in my desk diary. Yes, now let's see. 21st. Watered geranium. Returned library book. Lamb leaving. Order paperclips.
That's the one. Me. I'm leaving. Isn't there something you want to say to me?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. I'm glad you reminded me, too. Yes. That $2 you borrowed for lunch last week. As you're leaving, you will remember to post it, won't you? And don't forget to dust your desk.
The new man arrives tomorrow, Mr. Gimlet.
I can't bear it. Someone else, and he'll sit in my chair.
Oh, perhaps he will, too. But he won't swivel round and round and make himself dizzy just for the fun of it. Now then, Mildred, what's all that you're holding there?
Well, it's just Mr. Lamb's leaving. He said I could have it, sir.
Yes, well, I suppose it's goodbye, then.
Oh, come, come, Mildred. I rather wanted that waste bin myself. You know what a lot of rubbish I produce?
Well, I'm off now, so this is it.
In that case, can I have his blotting pad?
Yes, all right, but his pencil sharpener is mine. I've always wanted 2 pencil sharpeners.
You won't be seeing me again.
Yes, that's it, and you can have his notepad, Mildred.
Well, really, vultures.
Oh, that's about the lot, I think. There isn't anything you want to take with you, is there, too? Two? Yeah. Well, I'm blessed he's gone. And without even saying goodbye.
I suppose he isn't interested in the old general assistance department anymore. He'd be all excited about his fancy new job, whatever it is.
I shan't accept less than 10,000 a year. I want 2 cars, a liberal expense account, a large sunny office with a balcony, and 2 secretaries. Is that clear?
You over there, the one talking to yourself, wake up. This is a labor exchange, not a doss house.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you're next. Room number 2.
Yes, thanks.
Come in.
I'm next, Richard Lamb.
Ah, yes. Well, do sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. This chair's rather hard.
What sort of position are you after, Mr. Lamb?
I thought I'd sort of cross my legs and sit sideways.
Yes, quite. Now then, you've been a civil servant, haven't you?
How did you know?
That cup of tea you're carrying.
Oh, yes, it's from the cafe across the road. Well, about this job, I shan't accept less than 10,000 a year, a car, a liberal expense account, 2 sunny secretaries with large balconies.
I see. An executive position. You'll need a very good character reference.
Well, there is this.
Ah, yes. You are honest, hard-working, and make friends easily, and you weigh 11 stone, 6 pounds. Is that all?
Well, I've been on a diet.
Vacancy here for an executive manager in a small arms factory. What do you think?
A small arms factory? You mean they supply parts for dolls?
No, that's no use. They require somebody with a B.A. Incidentally, what qualifications have you got?
Well, none, actually. Apart from my D.S.C.,
Doctor of Science?
No, diploma for stamp collecting.
I'm afraid, Mr. Ah, now just a moment.
Yes?
Now this might suit you.
Okay.
A rather nice job in an office. Mm-hmm. Long holidays with pay, complete security, staff canteen, friendly atmosphere.
Marvelous. Where is it?
Let me see. General Assistance Department, Whitehall. Here, it's been filled. Last week. There's a young man starting there this morning.
Oh, my word. It seems to me the General Assistance Department is due for a few changes.
You've only been here 2 hours, Mr. Gimlet.
This filing system is a disgrace. Why are all these miscellaneous files under C? I mean, what does the C stand for?
Can't be bothered.
Oh, that's typical. And these packets under T?
They're packets of tea.
Oh, this is an office, not a canteen, Miss Murfin. And this desk, you see, I can write my name in the dust.
Oh, isn't education wonderful?
Oh, I don't know. Just look at your clock. It's incredible.
There, there's no need to be personal.
It's nearly 11 and Mr. Lennox Green isn't in yet.
He's brown, actually.
As long as he does his job, his colour makes no difference to me.
Ah, morning, Mildred.
Morning, sir.
Morning, too. No, it isn't two, is it?
No, it's 11 precisely, sir.
Well, I know. Yes, I thought I'd get in a bit early to welcome you. Gimlet, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and I've got a complaint.
Oh, dear. I must say, you do look a bit seedy.
This desk of mine, the drawers are crammed with rubbish. I had to throw the lot out.
Well, that's my desk, actually.
Oh? Then why was it full of golf balls and jigsaw puzzles?
Eh? Oh, well, why was it full of golf balls and jigsaw puzzles, Mildred?
Well, because there was no more room in the safe.
That's it. There was no more room in the safe, yes.
Yes, well, busy, busy, busy. I'll just hang up your coat, sir.
Yeah, steady on, steady on. I'd like to take it off first, Gimlet. And I think we ought to have those windows shut.
I wouldn't advise it, sir. Fresh air, oxygen to the brain.
But what about the drafts?
He threw them away as well, along with the jigsaw.
Personally, I'm a great believer in fresh air. I take a 5-mile run before breakfast and think nothing of it.
I don't think much of it either, no.
Anyway, to work. Busy, busy, busy. You've got quite a bit to get through today, sir.
I have?
Yes. You won't believe it, but several other departments were handling work that we should be doing. I got it all back, of course.
You what? Now, look here, Gimlet. I'm in charge of this office, and I'm not going to be browbeaten.
No, sir?
No. Am I? No, certainly not. There's only one person who can give me orders.
Yes, sir. Uncle Gregory.
Exactly, Uncle Gregory. So just you bear in mind... Uncle Gregory? Sir Uncle Gregory?
That's him.
Oh, he's your uncle, is he? Yes, well, I didn't realize it. Open another window, Mildred.
Yes. That's the ticket.
Yes. Well, of course, I mean, you'll be wondering why I was a few minutes late this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, now, the 8:30 was behind schedule, you see.
No, it wasn't. I checked with the railways.
Did you? Oh, how thoughtful. Yes. No, of course, that was yesterday, yes. What was it today?
Was it the fire on the underground?
Of course, yes, that was it.
No, it wasn't. There wasn't a fire on the underground, I checked.
Oh, yeah.
Then, I'm sure you intend to work a couple of hours extra this evening, sir.
Eh? Absolutely, yes. Yes, your uncle, you say.
Yes, well, I'll just whip round the departments and see if they've any more work to spare.
Oh, I think I need a cup of tea, Mildred.
You can't have one, sir. He threw the kettle out.
Oh, the man's a lunatic. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, I wish we persuaded Lamb to stay.
Yeah, still he's gone for good. Mm. He's out there somewhere, making his way to the top.
Ah, you're the new man. What's your name?
Richard Lamb.
You're on the way up?
Yes.
Well, take me to the fourth floor and don't drop the lift.
Right.
You've been a lift man before?
No, sir.
Don't you find all those buttons confusing?
Well, I did when I first put on the uniform, but they fastened all right now.
Good, good, good. We like our staff to be happy. In fact, we insist on it. Come on now. Let's have a nice big smile.
Yes, sir.
Wider.
Yes.
Wider. We like our staff to have bigger smiles than our competitors. Yes. No problems, I trust.
Well, I did jam the chairman's hand in the gate yesterday.
That's nothing to laugh about. Wipe that silly smile off your face.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Standing there smirking and grinning like a demented schoolboy. You're clenching your fist. Why are you clenching your fist?
I have to, sir. It's round the handle that stops the lift.
Don't lie to me! Just because I'm smaller than you, you think you can lie to me? Why aren't you smiling?
Fourth floor, sir.
Don't answer me back. Wider, man. Wider. Not your mouth and lift gates. You can't get through.
Sorry, sir.
Now, and don't you forget what I just told you about the parcel.
The parcel? What parcel?
You see, you've forgotten already. Just because I'm smaller than you, you don't listen to me. The parcel.
The parcel?
The good man. Bring it round to my club as soon as it comes. The Spartaneum. I shall be there all afternoon.
Oh, dear. I wish I'd never left the dear old minister.
Oh, dear. I wish Lamb had never left the ministry. This fellow Gimlet's driving me round the bend. Amongst other obsessions, he's mad about punctuality.
Yes.
I got so fed up with him getting in before me in the mornings. Last Wednesday, I stayed the night in the office.
Oh.
He still got in before me. Never know how he did it.
Is he really Sir Gregory's nephew, sir?
Yes, I'm afraid so, Mildred. I've checked. Another thing, you know, he times everything I do with a stopwatch. Most embarrassing sometimes.
He times me, too. He's worked out I spend 3 days a year tugging at me roll-on.
Here we are, then. I've managed to scrounge some more work for it, sir. Busy, 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 eh?
Oh, good grief.
Glad to see you weren't so late this morning, L.B. 0.15 seconds, actually.
Have you any idea how difficult it is getting from my home to Whitehall by 7:30 in the morning?
Indeed I have, sir. That's why I've had these detailed maps made.
Maps?
The area between your home and the station. Now, if you leave the house at 0628, run briskly down here, sprint across this field, and then double back down here, you'll easily catch the 6:40.
You have been a busy little bee, haven't you?
Thank you, sir. Oh, incidentally, I've noticed you approach your chair around the far side of the desk. You'll save 1.3 seconds if you went round this side.
Oh, as much as that?
Yes, I'll show you. I'd like you to clock me, Miss Murfin.
Oh, it'd be a pleasure.
There. You see? I'm sitting down. I say, your chair fits me rather well. Of course, I'd have the telephone over here.
Yes, and... yes, yes. All right, Gimlet.
Just a moment. Has someone been smoking in the office?
I've been smouldering a bit.
Where's the air freshener? A little squirt will soon get rid of the fumes.
I expect you will, yes. By the way, I've heard a whisper that the men of Agon Fish are overloaded.
You mean we might be able to grab a bit more work off them?
If we had it.
By Jove.
Well, that got rid of him.
Yes, which gives me a chance to slip away to my club. I'll be at the spot in there if anything crops up.
You mean anything urgent?
No, anything jolly like Giblet breaking his neck. Anything urgent, I can't be reached.
Excuse me, is this the Spartaneum Club?
That's right. Would you mind doing up your raincoat?
Doing up my raincoat? Why is that?
Well, we don't want our members to see the lift man's uniform. They get upset if they see menials hanging round the foyer.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I got a parcel for my managing director, Mr.
Right, well, leave it here and clear off. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Lennox Branson.
There's no need to be... Lennox Branson.
Oh, just hang your coat in the cloakroom, sir.
Thank you very much, Plunkett. Yes, thank you. Excuse me, sir, I would... Oh, good Lord. Two.
Yes. Good afternoon, one.
Well, I didn't know you were a member here.
Member? Oh, well, actually, I... Didn't you?
My word, you must be doing well, joining an expensive club like this. Well, come on, let's step inside and have a quick drink.
Well, I'm in a bit of a...
Oh, my word, my word, my word, it is grand to see you again. Take your raincoat off.
No, it's rather cool in here.
Oh, well, just as you like, yes. Two brandies, waiter, please. Now then, my dear chap, how are things going with you?
Oh, up and down, up and down. I work for Amalgamated Industries.
Really, really? Have you got a nice office?
Small, you know, small, but if I want to get things moving, I've only got to press a button.
Jove, yes, that's power for you, isn't it? Yes. Some sort of advisory capacity, I suppose?
Well, I have stopped the chairman from taking a lot of steps.
Just as I've always said, as one door closes, another door opens. Eh?
Exactly. What's the new man like, the chap who's taken my place?
You mean Gimlet?
Yes.
Oh, he's an absolute ball of fire. Very keen. Real worker.
Is he? Oh. Well, I really ought to be getting back.
Oh, there's no hurry, too. No hurry. Amalgamated Industries, eh?
Yes. Hmm.
Hey, wait a minute. That's your managing director over there, isn't it? Old Pettigrew.
Hey, I really ought to be getting back.
Oh, no, wait a minute. He's coming over.
Oh. Hello there, Pettigrew. Afternoon, Lennox Brown, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, yes. I was just having a chat with one of your fellow directors.
Which one is it? It's difficult to tell while he's holding a fire bucket over his head.
Fire bucket? So he is.
Oh, no, please,
come out, too. Come out. Come, come on. There's no need to be shy. It's one of your cronies. That's it. Take it off. Ah, that's the idea.
Afternoon, Mr. Pettigrew, sir.
Lamb? Lamb, what are you doing here? Why aren't you back working the lift?
The lift?
Yes, well, I...
Not even smiling. Get out of here, you company. Get out.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it, Mr. Lamb. Fancy you squirting him in the eye with a soda siphon.
Something snapped, Mildred. I looked him straight in his dripping face and said, "Go ahead, sack me if you dare," I said. "Go on," I said, "sack me. Sack me."
Oh, what happened?
He sacked me. Oh, my word.
There hasn't been so much excitement in the club since the Archbishop dropped those photographs.
Oh, it is nice to see the dear old office again. I wish it was for good.
Yeah, but what about Gimlet? He'll be back from out and fishing in a minute.
Yes, well, now, I've been thinking about that. Decided perhaps I ought to call Sir Gregory.
Pitkin here.
Ah, good afternoon, Sir Gregory. Lennox Brown here. It's about young Gimlet.
No use, Lennox Brown. You're stuck with him.
Good, good. I was just going to say what a go-ahead young fellow he is.
Whatever you say, what? You like him? My nephew? It's not possible.
Oh, yes. I mean, he's so ambitious, Sir Gregory. The way he's going on, he'll have my job in a matter of weeks.
Yes. Well, the old must make way for the young, Lennox Brown.
And your job in a matter of months.
We must move with the time. What was that?
Well, Gimlet told me he wouldn't rest till he's in your chair. The minister's very impressed with him, I believe.
Oh. Ah, yes, I see. Well, of course, I'm not sure we'd be right to hold on to a man of that caliber. There might be more scope for him elsewhere. I mean, when a man's got that amount of get up and go...
It's time he got up and went. Yes, I see what you mean, Sir Gregory. Yes. Naturally, of course, we'd be sorry to lose
him. Yes, but we've all got to make sacrifices, Lennox Brown. Put the best man in the best job. And Gimlet's a chap who should go far.
The further the better.
Quite. What sort of job do you think might suit him?
Well, I hear there's a posting in our Bangkok embassy.
Excellent suggestion. I'll put it in hand at once.
One small point, Sir Gregory. Before we can let Gimlet go, we'll have to find a replacement.
Oh, yes, of course. But make sure you get the right type. Someone with no ambition.
Yes, you want someone with no ambition.
No ambition, that's me.
A chap who's not too bright, perhaps.
Not too bright.
Yeah. I'm not too bright one. In fact, I'm pretty dense, even though I say it myself.
Well, I leave it to you, Lennox Brown. Goodbye. Oh, and remember, we want someone who's not too busy.
Goodbye, Sir Gregory. I think I know just the man. Two, you're back.
Oh, thank you, one. Will it be all right if I start off with 4 weeks' leave?
Oh.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, Ronnie Stevens, and David Nettheim. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.